This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In society, Jonah and the whale is merely a story to entertain children. But in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40, according to Jesus, that story is true. And it's a story that teaches this truth, that God accomplishes His will on earth by using people obedient to God. Now, what do we know about Old Testament Jonah? Well, in Jonah chapter 1, he made the sea sick. In chapter 2, he made a whale sick. In chapter 3, he made a king sick. In chapter 4, he made God sick, because Jonah cared more about himself than he cared about the souls of the people in Nineveh. He ran from God in chapter 1, came back to God in chapter 2, ran with God in chapter 3, only to run ahead of God in chapter 4. Here's what the Bible says. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh. But Jonah fled to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. And so he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. You know, when God speaks, we need to listen, but even God-directed believers sometimes develop hearing problems when commanded by the Lord. When believers flee from God through disobedience, have you noticed? The devil always provides a way, but when he does, he demands a price, because it's the believer who pays the fare. Hey, when you run away from your conscience, your responsibilities will find you. Obedience is always best. And the prophet wrote that the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. Jonah 1 and verse 17. Hey, what should believers do when they find themselves involved in disobedience, when they find themselves a little down in the mouth, as was Jonah? Well, at the lowest point in Jonah's life, he turned to God. In the belly of the whale, he prayed and repented of his disobedience. And I wonder why he waited so long to cry unto the Lord and realize in chapter 2, verse 9, that salvation is of the Lord. I'm thankful that after that experience, Jonah walked with God, and he shared a word for God in chapters 3 and 4. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I command you. And Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And the end result of obedience was the world's greatest revival, as 120,000 people plus repented and placed their trust in God. You know, a godly change of mind brings positive, lasting results. And God wants believers to look past our own ambitions to a world in need of Jesus. Most want comforts, but God wants commitment. And the greatest commitment of all is obedience by faith in Jesus Christ. David Livingstone was known as the Pathfinder of Africa, and during his time in Africa, Livingstone was attacked by lions. The sun burned his face to a crisp. His body was distorted beyond recognition by the ravages of disease. When Livingstone buried his wife, he knelt by her graveside, and with tears streaming down his face, he said, My Jesus, my King, my life, my all, I again consecrate my life to Thee. I shall place no value in anything I possess or in anything I do, except in relation to Your kingdom and Your service. And Livingstone proceeded to walk in obedience to the Lord. And when Livingstone died, they sent his body back to England, but they buried his heart in Africa out of respect for his obedience to God. True obedience begins with a fully surrendered life. And the key to true obedience is not so much what the believer does, but what the believer is in Jesus Christ. Hey, now go and live that Christ-centered life.